The name of the band is Further, and it features several former members of the Grateful Dead. This is part of a performance last Labor Day weekend at an event in rural Nelson County. The Lockin' Festival drew 25,000 music fans and 9 Virginia ABC agents working undercover with hidden video recorders. David Poole joins us with more from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, we now know what those agents captured with their hidden cameras. Lisa Province wrote about it in Seville Weekly.
In a recent 6-hour hearing, they laid out more than 100 alleged narcotics violations, people smoking marijuana and other drugs.
That being as it is, the ABC agent who supervised the operation, when asked about how the crowd behaved, said, and we quote, "I hate to admit it, but for the most part it was an easygoing crowd." So I take it, David, there was no trouble at the festival.
No, it was a pretty mellow crowd, and if you listen to the ABC guys, there may be very good reason why they were pretty mellow.
No rioting then, but the undercover agents did get footage of a woman sunbathing while topless. That'll be the subject of a future hearing. David, no one was arrested at the festival or even advised that they were breaking the law. So what exactly is the object of the hearings?
They certainly didn't try to enforce anything at the time. They were just working undercover. I guess the question from an administrative standpoint is, could this beer concessionaire be held responsible for activity going on throughout the festival?
That would be Best Beverage Catering, holder of the ABC license to sell beer and wine on the grounds. The hearings will at some point determine whether that company faces any legal risk. Now to Arlington, where an evening of drug use, in this case the drug was alcohol, was perfectly legal and encouraged during this year's St. Patrick's Day bar crawl. But in this case, David, the crowd was less mellow.
Sure, this is a story in the Washington Post by reporter Rachel Weiner about changes to Clarendon, which is the area right along the Orange Line leading into D.C., a very densely populated area. There's more bars popping up, and apparently bar crawls have been very popular.
Folks were able to buy a ticket, which allowed them to get drink specials as they moved from bar to bar. And what happened?
45 police calls, 17 fights, 25 arrests, 16 calls for medics, 105 escorts to cabs, and 10 bouts of public urination, including one who managed to urinate on a police car.
Now, that was as of 7 p.m. Do we know if anything interesting occurred after 7 p.m.?
In fact, they tell us that around 11 that night, a naked woman, intoxicated, showed up at the jail demanding to see her husband, who had been arrested earlier in the day. This has become such a problem that the Arlington County Board approved a police request for an extra $42,000 for personnel to handle these pub crawls.
The crawls are good for business, apparently not quite so good for law and order. Arlington supervisors are now asking for public comment about the crawls, and it seems that a good many people think the energy and excitement they generate make a little bit of unsophisticated behavior okay.
Some neighbors agree that crawls add more to their lives than stale vomit.
One would hope. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.